We've been reporting here for months that U.S. Special Forces, including active duty military members and non-active duty, are fighting in Ukraine. Has Congress declared war? No, absolutely not. So then why are there reports overnight of U.S. Army Rangers fighting and dying after crossing the border into Russia and trying to attack Russian targets? It ended exactly how you think it ended, because we are not equipped to win a war there. Neither is Ukraine. We should have had peace talks 2 years ago. Alas, here we are with thousands dead. And now American soldiers dead as well. The FSB, which is the security service of Russia, just published photos of a dead Army Ranger from the 75th Ranger Regiment. We can't show you the full body, but this is the Ranger tattoo on one of the Ranger's bodies. How did they get that? How many Americans are being killed fighting in Russia for Ukraine? We don't know, because they won't tell us. And in fact, according to RT, the FSB also showed the weapons and ammunition of these four fighters that were killed, American weapons, even a Canadian flag. So again, why are Americans and Canadians fighting Russians? Former CIA agent Michael Schoer told us just a few weeks ago that it's well known that Americans are fighting and dying in Ukraine, but they're keeping it hidden from us. Watch.
If NATO forces are operating on the ground in Ukraine, unless we're there to pay them and change their diapers, there's going to be American soldiers on the ground. And we've heard since the beginning of the war of various conclaves of large numbers of NATO officers meeting in Kiev, supposedly in secure bunkers underground. And yet we know the Russians have claimed that they've hit two or three or four of them. And we never get even the notice in the Western press that something was hit, let alone was anybody killed.
Okay. Right. Remember when Lloyd Austin said he was going to be more transparent with us about civilian deaths and where American soldiers are dying and that kind of stuff? That was in about 2022, 2023. That was funny, right?
Right. So well, funny. I mean, we know that mercenaries certainly are. Of course, we've known from the very beginning of this war that mercenaries are there from France, from the United States. We've been covering that extensively. But we also have talked about the CIA stations and, of course, the special forces that have been there and NATO forces that are there. But of course, we won't hear any of it. And Michael Scheuer's big thing is, what are you telling the parents? Like, are the parents of these fallen soldiers, and see Mandy right here in our chat, Mandy says, not just mercenaries, my friend's son was killed and he was U.S. Army. So again, not
active duty,
not just mercenaries, you know, guys that retired a few years ago and still want to go involved and go shoot some Russians. Right. No, we've seen those people. No, active duty. So what are they telling these parents? And are these families having to sign non-disclosure agreements in order to get the pension and benefits of their fallen son?
For a war that not only did we not authorize, but Congress has not declared.
Like, knock, knock
on
your door.
We're supposed to be at peace. Does it feel like peace right now?
No, but like, knock, knock on your door. Hi, we're with the U.S. Army. Your son was just killed fighting. We can't tell you exactly where. We want you to sign this non-disclosure agreement so that you'll receive his death benefits. We're not going to tell you where he died, though. Wink, wink. We know where he died, but we're not going to tell you. So that's exactly what's going on here, and it's deeply, deeply troubling.